Time for the best 5 minutes of the day, and our buddy Jason Kahn's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I had a learning experience on Saturday, 26 years into marriage, still learning. I don't know if you got it all figured out with Heather, but...
We've had it figured out since fifth year.
That's awesome. That's great. Yep. I want to be like you. But there was an event. Actually, it was Melinda Gardner, after 43 years, longest-serving pregnancy care center director in the world. And she and her husband, she's wrapping up, passing the baton to Mackenzie on their staff there. And so there was an event at Bethesda from 1 to 4. And I said it, we were planning to go. Had to do a show here at work. And so I was late getting home and then just kind of probably inconsiderate, right? I mean, it just kind of blew by it. And I'm just more general. She's more specific. And just kind of learning through and just kind of still learning lessons about incorporating your partner into the fluidity of life.
So. Yes, that is definitely true. Mm-hmm. So it can get those mixed signals as you're moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Even if there's no ill intent, you just kind of, that sort of thing can happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, tomorrow, did you know there's an election?
I think I heard that.
Yeah.
There's an election.
More than 75 million people voted already, and so this is really, I think, more appropriately called your last chance to vote, right?
Right, yes, and do exercise that right. You know, mm-hmm. I think it's one of those things that we are guaranteed the ability to do that, and definitely want to see people exercising that right. I don't know if the lines are going to be long or normal tomorrow, given how many people have voted already.
Yeah. Right. So. And so we have something. Apparently, at the end of the Bethesda service yesterday, they shared this. It's the Christian Voter's Guide, Brian Zond. And so let's kind of alternately work through the top 10. If we want to discuss it, we can take today and tomorrow to do this. So,
yeah.
All right. Are we ready? Here we go. Number one is the political process, while necessary, has little to do with how God is saving the world. So keep that in mind.
Yeah. Number two, the fate of the kingdom does not depend on political contests.
All right. Number three, don't be naive. Political parties are more interested in Christian votes than they are in Christian values.
Amen to that one. I just got to say that on there. Number four, the bottom line for political parties is power. The bottom line for a Christian is love, and therein lies the rub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number five, while in pursuit of the ring of power, thinking of Lord of the Rings, I guess, you are not permitted to abandon the Sermon on the Mount.
Beautiful. Number six, if your political passion makes it hard for you to love your neighbor as yourself, you need to turn it down a notch.
Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind, not only tomorrow, but in the potential days ahead. Number seven, your task is to bring the salt of Christian civility to an ugly and acrimonious political process.
Number eight, to dismember the body of Christ over politics is a grievous sin.
Number nine of the Christian Voter's Guide from Brian Zond, exercise your liberty to vote your conscience and conviction while accepting the other Christians will do the same and vote differently than you.
Yep. And number 10, it's more important that your soul be filled with love than it is for your political team to win the game.
Mm-hmm. Is there one or two that stand out to you there?
Boy, you know, I think they all really stand out. For me, number 5, while in pursuit of the ring of power, you are not permitted to abandon the Sermon on the Mount. You know, I think so often what I see happening is we think about the temptations of Jesus, and so often that's all of the political candidates are inviting people to say, yep, let's accept all of those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas Jesus said, no, that's not the way.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're called to a way of service and other-centeredness, not I'll do whatever I can to get my own.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I think number 9 did to me, I guess, because it talked about accepting there may be Christians who vote differently than you, because it seems like there is some real strong verbal language that you can see on social media or here elsewhere where people are like, you have to vote this way or you're not a Christian. And I'm
right.
like, you know, Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. So anyhow, there we go. Some things there this morning on WWIB.
Yep.
That apparently capped off the Bethesda service that was on the air here yesterday. And again, you had suggested this on Saturday, a good idea that maybe we go back to 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter this morning. So hit me with verse 4.
Oh, wait, let me get there.
All right, yeah. 1 Corinthians 13, and I think kind of work on verse 4.
Well, now it's going back and forth, back and forth. There, I'm almost there.
All right.
Verse 4.
Yeah.
Okay. says, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud.
Mm-hmm. And you say in Letters to the Beloved, what then is love? I want you to love in the manner of Jesus. Be patient. Do not get irritated when others are not going at your pace or following your plan. Be kind. There is so much biting hatred in the world, and even in my church, it should not be that way. Treat people as my image bearers. A life of love is radically other-centered. Do not smolder with desire over what other people have. Be glad for them. Do not put yourself on a pedestal. There is no wisdom in telling others how wonderful you are. Arrogance and narcissism are the opposite of humility and love. Final thought.
Yeah, for me, that we want to come back to that again and again, that idea of what does love look like? Not as some abstract concept or something that was only exclusive to Jesus, but that should characterize each of us in all of our interactions every day.
Very good, friend. Have a great day.
Yeah, talk to you.
There we go, our buddy Jason Kantz, best 5 minutes of the day. And today's number is a big, huge one. It's $10.5 billion with a B. That is the amount that's been spent on campaign ads in the 2024 election cycle. That's an increase of $1 billion from 4 years ago. No wonder it's been so painful. He's a stand-up comic and a pastor, and he's Drew Frelick, formerly a counselor. He's an author. He wears a lot of hats. Today, one of them is the Detroit Lions hat. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
Wow. How does it feel to have what a lot of people call the best team in the NFL?
It's a weird feeling, especially as a Lions fan. It's like somebody told you, like, hey, you know, your cousin is a millionaire now. He's got a successful business. You're like, wait, what? The one who gambled away all the family money like a couple of years ago. Like, yeah, he's changed. He's different now. So it's very, very weird.
Do you expect more NFL coaches hired in the future to talk about biting kneecaps? Because that apparently is the recipe for success.
Yeah. It's, I think they'll start looking to the WWE to maybe hire coaches from now on.
Why not?
See the Undertaker as as an offensive coordinator at least.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, congratulations. Yeah, nice Lions victory. It's middle of the season, so sent the Packers. You know, people were like, can the Lions? Yeah, but can you play outdoors? Well, I guess so, huh?
I guess so, yeah. It's a magical season so far.
Even
so
without Asa Hutchinson. And then we also share in common not only the same birthday, June 12th, which is we both love, but opposite of Christmas, but we're both in swing states, so our states matter in tomorrow's election. It would be kind of boring if you lived in one of those other 43 states that people are like, oh, well, you know, we don't matter. We don't count.
It'd be boring. There'd be nothing in your mailbox. Your mailbox wouldn't be stuffed like a political pinata, just full of that.
See, Drew, after the 6:30 weather, we do the number for the day. Today's number was $10.5 billion. That is the amount spent on campaign ads this year, $1 billion more than 4 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff that we're all throwing out, you know?
I mean, and then
this point, it all just goes straight to the recycle bin.
It does. It does for everybody. And
it just goes straight to the recycle bin.
and then we've got a world hunger problem. So somebody fix this, you know?
It's so crazy. And the ads, too, you know, like you hear something on the radio, the TV.
Yeah.
I feel like mentally that goes straight to the recycling bin of my mind. You know, it's just like you don't even hear it anymore. What a waste.
Yeah.
What a waste.
It is.
Yeah, it's a real shame. One thing I wanted to say, Mark, is there is something else happening tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's another important election happening, which most people don't know about. My daughter's preschool is going to be having an election, which is your favorite fruit?
Huh.
Also, a very hotly contested election. You know, obviously, apples and oranges are in the lead.
Uh-huh.
But we could see a third-party candidate, maybe banana or grape.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Wow. Well, make sure to inform us next week what comes out in the favorite fruit.
I will. I love it.
All right. Thanks, Drew. Appreciate it. Weekend recap here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Make us laugh Monday. If you've got a joke, we'd sure love to hear it at 715-396-1670. High school football on Friday night for our sister station, WOGO. The season wrapping up in terms of our coverage and my coverage as the Macs put up a good fight but came up short against Owen Withy. Congratulations to the Blackhawks advancing to level 3-8 player. And also, they were great hosts over there, Haley, the AD, and everybody, so appreciate that. And then big part of the weekend for me, Caleb, we had three different Teamwork Africa dinners. In the past, we've had big annual events, but have scaled back on those. And so my wife had three of these Friday through Sunday. I was there for Saturday and Sunday, so that was a big part of the weekend. But also our Chippewa Valley this week is kind of an election preview, so that was there. We'll get the podcast up at WIB.com and back at it here on a Monday morning.
Well, I enjoyed some high school football on Friday night, but as a fan, not a broadcaster, which is always kind of a nice change. Honestly, I think I lost my voice more as a fan.
Right?
Cheering on Little Bros Rice Lake team as they got a 1-point win over Monona Grove, a thrilling game, so a lot of fun. A little cold, so thank you, Mom, for bringing a blanket. I thought I dressed warmly enough, and I did not. So, as always, my mom's still taking care of me.
Always coming through.
But, yeah, enjoyed that. And on Sunday, I think probably the highlight of the weekend was Harvest Sunday at church. And so it was just a time, too, after the regular service. We have a harvest offering going to missions organization, but also just a time of singing and praise and hearing so many different testimonies from throughout the congregation. I mean, there is power in testimony, in sharing your story, not because of you, but because of what God has done through you and for you. And so hearing testimonies from all across the room of what God is doing, even in the midst of hurt, pain, sorrow, and suffering, but how he remains faithful. He is strong. He is good. He is kind. That was an absolute highlight for my weekend. So really enjoyed that at church yesterday.
Cool. Great. All right. The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. And truth behind the scenes, just walked into the studio here to get these updated to you. I've got a couple at the bottom of my joke list. And here we go. First off, Caleb, why did Mozart hate chickens?
Why?
Because when he asked them who their favorite composer was, they said, "Bach, Bach, Bach."
I was anticipating that punchline, and it was still good.
Good.
I enjoyed that one. You know what? This was interesting. I saw someone outside with a clam on a leash yesterday, and I thought, it sure must be hard to walk with a pulled muscle.
Clam? Okay.
Gotcha.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, I don't know if this one could live up to the first one, but what do mermaids use to wash their fins?
I'm not sure.
Tide.
That's good.
All right,
that's good.
Oh, man.
Let's go punny here. Why was the broom late for the meeting?
Why?
It overswept. Yes.
All right. And finally this morning, the teacher said, "Kids, so what does the chicken give you?" The student said, "Meat." The teacher said, "Very good. Now what does the pig give you?" And the student said, "Bacon." The teacher said, "Great. And what does that overweight cow give you?" And the student said, "Homework."
And let's see, I've got to find one more here. You know, I've started seeing more and more of those Tesla cars around the area. And you know what? Teslas do not, in fact, have a new car smell. Did you know that? Teslas do not have a new car smell. They have an Elon Musk.
Ah.
There you go.
Well, I got to say, one Dutch Army veteran is more of a man than me, Caleb.
This really is an incredible story. A veteran from the Dutch Army recently finished a remarkable 260-day walk from Los Angeles to Times Square.
Yeah, this journey aimed at raising awareness for men's mental health and setting a Guinness World Record saw Anton Newtonboom covering 3,100 miles
barefoot.
Barefoot!
Not just walking from L.A. to Times Square, New York, he walked it barefoot, 3,100 miles.
Yeah, to achieve the record, Newtonboom refrained from wearing anything on his feet, not even a Band-Aid, during the entire trek.
Despite facing challenges like desert heat, snowy conditions, and even encountering glass and metal shards on the road, he persevered, again walking from L.A. to New York.
How tough are his feet?
Goodness.
Accompanied by his girlfriend and dog in a camper van, Newtonboom embraced the uncertainty of nightly stops,
ranging from Walmart parking lots
to remote camping in national forests.
3,100 miles barefoot. Again, setting a Guinness World Record, but also raising awareness for men's mental health. This Dutch Army veteran, incredible.
What, there were no Legos on the way?
Goodness gracious, what an incredible journey.